Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we're so grateful for this day, for this Mother's Day, for this eve of sabbatical day. May the words that I offer and the meditations of my heart be lifted up to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Emerge out of the cocoon, pupa, chrysalis, into being your whole new self. Emerge out of the only place you've known into a bigger world for you to explore. Emerge out of a structure that has formed you, held you, and launched you. Emerge with wet wings that make you pause and wait until you feel ready to go. Emerge and let the Spirit of God lead you, guide, and create space for you. Emerge. There are 2 weeks left of this season of Easter, where we have joined the journey of exploring the idea of emerging into a new time, new start, and new beginning. Jesus Christ is risen, and with that comes new life and work ahead. For we are all disciples, learners, called to live into our faith and deepen our connection with God, Holy Spirit, Creator of us all. Lent is a time of looking at that relationship, while Easter is living into it. And today marks the eve of my sabbatical. Big smile. For those who are visiting today or are new to this community, the United Church of Canada has a policy that once a minister has served 5 consecutive years in one location, they receive a sabbatical. It's a relatively new policy and one that I will be experiencing for real for the first time. It's second technically, but this will be my first real sabbatical. I worked it out this week, and this year marks 28 years of working in the United Church of Canada as a Sunday school leader, youth coordinator, staff associate, and designated lay minister. And 13 of those years have been here in this building, not consecutively, but 13 altogether, at different times in my life. My first sabbatical was merged with the ending of a job at another church, and although that time was a gift, it wasn't a true sabbatical. So starting tomorrow, it will begin. The purpose of a sabbatical is rooted in the biblical practice of Sabbath. Sabbath described in the creation story. When Jesus kept this practice, he took time in his ministry for renewal. He often went away to pray, to reflect in silence and meditation. Sabbatical is for learning through reflection, revitalization, and recreation. And it will include a blend of study and rest and fun. And as the policy states, when ministry personnel take a sabbatical, communities of faith benefit from the opportunity to reflect on this mission and ministry and experience different gifts of lay leadership. Unfortunately, there won't be a minister working in my position while I'm off. However, you are blessed by the leadership of Reverend Bruce and Kelly and the board and so many others. Fortunately, there won't be a minister in my position while I'm off. And that's where the experiencing different gifts of lay leadership come in. And having a member of your ministry team go on sabbatical creates space in the Gilmore Park chrysalis. As I shift and move myself being away from this building and community for 5 months, I'm leaving the chrysalis. I'm emerging from this place into a new time, and so are you. What better opportunity for a community of faith to also enter into an intentional Sabbath time? You have the summer months sandwiched between two busier ones, June and September. Worship will continue, community meal will run, book clubs on its way, and there will be a couple of special events. But that's it, and that's pretty quiet for this community. Sabbath is a time of rest for body, mind, and spirit, and I encourage and perhaps challenge you into walking with me on my sabbatical journey. How do you practice Sabbath? If you are a chair of a committee, a member of a club, a singer in the choir, a strummer in the band, a dishwasher for our meal, I encourage you to reflect and ask yourself, what is most important for us here at Gilmore to do during this sabbatical time? As I emerge tomorrow into this new time of being, I'm going to pause and let my wings dry for a while. I'm going to rest deeply and take time for prayer. I'll be starting a spiritual practice of journaling every day, which is a challenge because I don't journal. And I'm looking forward to parking my car and getting to know my neighborhood by foot. Commuting back and forth from Richmond to Langley has taken a lot of time. And I will sit and enjoy the sights and smells of my garden, for it too is on a Sabbath year, a time to rest the land and soil and see what it does on its own. And once my wings are dry and I feel ready, I will dig into a ginormous reading pile and put on my student hat and attend classes, which I'll get to in a minute. But here are four highlights. You might not see them as highlights, but I'll read the titles. Making Faithful Decisions at the End of Life. Seeking Hope in the Ashes of Tragedy. Finding Peace at the End of Life, a Death Doula's Guide for Families and Caregivers. And A Good Ending, a Compassionate Guide to Funerals, Pastoral Care, and Life Celebrations. This summer, I will take two courses, one at Vancouver School of Theology called Heaven in the Theological Imagination, which will explore the whole concept of heaven. The second will be at Douglas College, and it's the end-of-life doula program, providing care, support, and advocacy for someone who is facing the end of their life. My entire learning component of my sabbatical will be with the lens of working, supporting, and journeying with older people, and the idea of intentionally strengthening an older adult ministry here and in the wider church. Generally, society does so well welcoming little humans in the world, creating space and parties and showers and gifts and food and celebrations and baptisms. And I believe we can do better with end-of-life care. As we emerge into the final quarter of our life, as we emerge into the final weeks and days after a prognosis, as we emerge while supporting partners and friends who are grieving the loss of abilities and appetites, we can spread our wings and help them fly like a butterfly in a way that is compassionate, safe, comfortable. We can celebrate lives ahead of death and create opportunities for learning beyond Bible study. We can celebrate the community of who we are made up of. And we can be okay about talking about death and grief. The End of Life Doula Association of Canada states that being a death doula is about offering holistic, individual, person-centered quality care. Langley Hospice Society is an agency that I so appreciate, and they have an entire floor dedicated to supporting children and youth. And as you probably know, it's very hard to get teenagers to talk any day about anything. Well, a few years ago, Langley Hospice hired a photographer to work with a group of grieving teens. And they encouraged the teens to take photos of their loved ones and things that their loved one enjoyed, creating a memory collage and sharing it with one another. They opened up. It was a compassionate and safe circle where they were able to share and talk openly about grief. And as individuals, they emerged into a supportive, caring place to be. In our scripture today, we listen to Moses. Come before God, for your grumblings have been heard. While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of God appearing in the cloud. God said to Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat, and in the morning you will be filled. And then you will know that I am your God. Stretching to the fullness of new potential, the butterfly begins the sense of calling to new heights. It trusts the process. God, through Moses, encourages us to trust. And as Bruce was saying, trust, try something new. The butterflies are a beginning in a new part of the journey, expanding her wings, and it cannot ever go back to the cocoon, not even if it wanted to, and so it is time to leave it behind. The Israelites that left Egypt were yearning for freedom, and yet when faced with chaos, they wanted to go back. Launching, letting go, leaping requires deep trust in God, who has promised to be with us always. Trusting the promise, being a little vulnerable, entering into a time of unknowns ahead. Over the past 5 years, we've pushed through COVID closures and many staff changes. There were many unknown times, yet we trusted that all would be well. We would get there eventually, and now we are here. So today, I'm about to expand my wings. And don't worry, there'll be lots of fun too. A little road tripping off to Wyoming, the International Jazz Fest, just to name a few. I'm sensing a new time, and I trust the process, for God is with me. I'm leaving the Gilmore Park cocoon for now, and unlike the butterfly, I will be returning to this place in time for Thanksgiving. A place that I have served, a place that I was baptized and confirmed. This cocoon that I have left before and have been called back to a few times. This place that is safe and comfortable and that I deeply care about. And when I return, I expect to be changed, just like I expect there to be changes here too. For we all emerge into a new time of being, a Sabbath time for us all. Amen.